watch you continue to relax, finding yourself in a wonderfully relaxing position, a place where you can be undisturbed for just a little while, a place where you're free to simply let go. Simply close your eyes down now if you haven't already. Take a nice deep breath. And as you exhale, send a wave of relaxation out across your body from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. And let's do that one more time. Nice deep breath in. And another wave of relaxation. Just relaxing you further and further down. That's good. That's good. Another thing about relaxation is that there is no bottom to it. There's no place where you need to stop. So let's continue to relax even more. And send another wave of relaxation. And just feel every muscle, every nerve, every fiber release and just let go. Letting go deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. Simply allow yourself to relax. Simply enjoy the comfort and the peace of this moment. There's nothing to do, nothing to worry about. Not right now. So right now is your time. Just your time to really relax and really let go. Just simply allow yourself a moment of absolute tranquility. A moment where you can allow all the sounds around you to simply fade into the distance. Allow the sounds of your own mind to simply fade into the distance. Deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper until it's just you and your breathing. Breathing in. Breathing out, simply focusing on your breathing, allowing everything else to simply fade away, fading away as you allow yourself to go deeper and deeper, relaxing every muscle, every nerve, every fiber, and really let go, and really let go. As you continue to relax, relaxing deeper and deeper with every gentle breath, simply find yourself now at the top of a set of stairs. At the top of the set of stairs is where you're at. But looking down at the bottom of the stairs, you can see it's a wonderful, relaxing existence. Relaxing marvelously and wonderful once you've reached all the way at the bottom of the stairs. And I'm going to help you to find your way there. And what I'll do is simply this. In a moment, I'll ask you to begin walking downstairs. And as you do, I'll count from 10 down to 1. By the time I reach 1, you should be at the bottom of the stairs, very peaceful and very relaxed. And now as I begin counting, begin allowing yourself to just drift deeper and deeper, walking downstairs at 10 and 9, and really relax. 8. 7 and really let go. That's good. Going further and further down. Further and further down at 6 and 5. Way down. About halfway down now. Continuing to relax with each and every halfway down now, sinking even deeper and deeper. Relax. At 4 and 3, and really let go. That's good. 3, 2, almost there. Almost there now. 1, and way down. Really let go. Let go and just feel every muscle relax. From the top of your head all the way down your body, across your shoulders, down your spine, past your hips, past your thighs and your legs, down through your ankles and all the way down to the soles of your feet, the tips of your toes. Just really let go. That's good. That's good. And even though you're at a much more relaxed and deep state now than you were when we began, there's still another level. Another level into nice, deep trance that I'd like you to get to. What is the place where you want to go? It's a place where all of your possibilities, it's your own place of possibilities, a place where anything you want can be imagined, can take place. And now you're so relaxed, feeling so comfortable, peaceful, tranquil and at ease. From this point, I wouldn't ask you to walk anywhere. I wouldn't ask you to walk, and even so much as to lift a foot to go deeper. Oh, at this point, there's an escalator. An escalator that you're standing in front of. Just see yourself standing in front of an escalator, getting ready to carry you down to the deep levels of relaxation. Knowing that as soon as you've reached the bottom, you'll be at a wonderfully relaxed, deeply comfortable and hypnotized place. A place where you surrender to your own place of possibilities, where anything you can imagine become your reality. A wonderful place. A place of your own design. I'm looking forward to that even now, stepping onto the escalator. It's there to carry you easily, effortlessly, further and further down. Just beginning to descend deeper and deeper now at 10 and 9, way down. And 8 and 7, relaxing further, more deeply, more peacefully. 6 and 5, halfway there now. Halfway there. 4 and 3, so tranquil, so peaceful, so very comfortable. Now all the way down, 2, 1, way down, and really let go, and really let go. Now there's an amazing truism. It's true for all people. And that's simply this. That the more often you do a thing, the better and better at it you become. It's true. true in life, it's true for all people, and it's also true for hypnosis. The more you practice, the more you allow yourself to simply relax, the better and better at relaxing you become. So the next time that you wish to go through hypnosis, either with me, or somebody else, or even on your own in self-hypnosis, you'll find that this wonderfully relaxing deep level, this deep level is where you'll simply find yourself easily, effortlessly, instantly slipping right into any time you know that it's safe and appropriate time for you to go into hypnosis. You won't have to worry about it or try for it. Simply be there, easily, effortless, even instant. As soon as you know it's a safe and appropriate time for you to do so, simply close your eyes, take a nice deep breath, the lights go out, and you're in a nice, wonderful, deep state of hypnosis. Even deeper now. That's good. That's very good. Very good. Continue to relax. Relaxing further and further with each and every gentle breath. As you breathe in nice fresh oxygen. And as you breathe out, all the tensions of the day melt away. Down through your body. Your mind releasing thought, releasing tension, even the slightest apprehension or stress, wherever it may be. It's instantly and immediately released and melted right down through your body. It feels as though you're actually releasing it down through the soles of your feet. Way down. And really let go. And really let go. That's good. Even deeper. Very good. Continue to relax. Relaxing more and more. Always relaxing even deeper. Even deeper now. And now, relaxing deeply and completely, all other sounds fade way into the distance. As you continue to listen only to the sound of my voice, the sound of my voice for all the strong suggestions which I'm going to give you, the suggestions which I'm going to give to you, specifically in terms of erectile dysfunction. You see, ED is simply a name that we give to a condition, one that you may have been suffering with for some time now. The condition of not being able to obtain or maintain an erection significant for intercourse. Now, there's lots of reasons why people have these issues, and lots of people have them. But of all the different studies that have been done, and all the scientific approaches to understanding why people suffer from ED, the most significant cause, the cause responsible for over 85, and in some studies as much as 95% of all ED sufferers, is the cause of stress. Stress is an aspect of an emotion, and it happens just like this. You see, we begin to think about something, and then our mind continues to track along those lines. For example, if I tried to give you the suggestion, or if I asked you to not think about the color orange, whatever you do, don't think about the color orange. You can think about anything else, but try not to think about the color orange. What you'll notice is that the harder you try to not think about the color orange, the more you actually have to think about the color orange. Now, the mind is also a wonderful and powerful tool, that if I ask you to start thinking now in terms of the color of the sky, the color blue, sky blue. Imagine all the different levels and hues of sky blue. It can be a light sky blue with high fluffy white clouds. It can be the deep, deep blue when there's not a cloud in the sky. And see how easily the mind's transitioned now from thinking about one type of a color to another. And that's the power of the mind. The power of the mind to simply move from one area to another. Now the same thing happens with ED. See, as soon as we start to think about, well, what if I can't satisfy my lover? Or what if I don't perform to the expectations of my lover? Well, as soon as we start thinking about those thoughts, we start to lose our capacity to actually perform to our full abilities, to our full capabilities. And you know that you've always had the ability to perform well. You've had it since puberty. You've had it your whole life, the ability to perform well. It's only when we start to think about the thought that we might not be able to meet up to somebody else's expectations or even our own expectations. The self-limiting, self-defeating thoughts begin to pervade our senses. And if we take somebody's advice and try not to think about that, yeah, it's just like a few moments ago when we tried to not think about the color orange. The more we try to not think about something, the more that it tends to happen. It's true in all thought processes, and as you know, our thought processes, our mind, controls all of our bodily functions as well. There's parts of us that think that control our breathing, parts of our mind that regulate our body temperature, our perspiration, our pulse, all the aspects of our body are regulated right through the mind. It's true of our senses and sensations as well. You know, the mind has the ability to completely cut off all sensation in a particular part of the body. You've seen all kinds of aspects of this, or even heard about it before, when somebody's done some kind of amazing feat, or they've actually been injured and yet continue to operate as though they weren't. It's simply shock. The mind, because of whatever the need of the moment was, simply blocked that level of sensation. The person was able to work through the pain to complete whatever the task was before succumbing to the feeling of the injuries. That's the power of the mind. The power of the mind works just as well on all of our bodily functions. For example, if I ask you to think about a lemon, a great, big, sour, juicy lemon, think about that as bitters washing over your tongue, pervading through your cheeks and your mouth. That big, sour lemon. And even just thinking about it can get the mind so in tune with the body that the mouthwash actually starts to salivate all on its own. Just another example of the power of the mind over the body. The same is true with your penis. The same is true with an erection. You see, thinking about our ability to have one, to maintain one, to perform adequately for ourselves and for our lover, only gets those other thoughts going. Those thoughts of, maybe I won't. Maybe I won't be able to. And it's only a few moments later, and you're suddenly incapable. So what I'd like you to do from this point forward is you continue to relax deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, deeper with each and every breath, allowing your mind to simply drift deeper and deeper and deeper, preparing to accept all the good and strong suggestions which I'm going to give to you. And I'd like you to think back now, way back, now to the time when you first saw the eyes on your lover, the love of your life, and the person who really turned you on. That person that you were so intimate with, you were really able to have, to hold, to maintain joy, a really strong erection. Think back to the first time you ever laid eyes on that person. Now think. Think about how your eyes drifted all the way across your lover's body, from the top of her head all the way down to the tips of her toes, noticing the face, the eyes, the ears, the nape of her neck, her hair, her breasts, the shape of her body, of her buttocks, her warm and inviting thighs, calves so shapely, perfect ankles, feet, every bit, every part, every portion, perfect in every way. And as you allowed your eyes to gloss over from head to toe once again, you discovered that you were so drawn, so infatuated, you could actually see yourself and imagine yourself sensuously, slowly kissing every part, every area of her warm and inviting body. Just imagine running your finger on the top of her head all the way down, around the ears, over the face, down through the neck, and over her breasts, paying special attention to the nipples, across the chest, and over the tummy, around the hips, enjoying just a feeling, sensation of every area, every portion of her body. Not worrying about anything else, simply enjoying the slow, romantic infatuation that has gripped you. You can feel your own pulse quicken as your body warms. Feel yourself really enjoying more and more and more the simple act of being that infatuated with all the smooth, wonderful feelings and sensations that your eyes are feasting upon, that your fingers are feeling. The warmth of her body touches yours, bringing along impulse after impulse, wave after wave of wonderful satisfaction, feeling fantastic, feeling strong and vulnerable, amazing, really enjoying now, on a very deep and intimate level, the contact. All the senses alive, feeling wonderful, a surge and a rush of adrenaline. Feels wonderful. Your respiration pounding, your heart pounding, oxygen-rich blood coursing through your veins, bringing a sense of alive, bringing a sense of being strong and virile throughout all the tissue throughout your body. Feeling fantastic in every way. So continue to allow your hands work their way over the body of your lover. Feeling every ounce. Feeling all the sensuous areas. Smells have your mind reeling and you're feeling lightheaded. There's every sense is on full alert, fully alive, feeling amazing, feeling wonderful, strong, and ready for action. That is the only thoughts that will pervade your mind from this point forward. Whenever you look into the eyes of your lover, you'll simply enjoy these thoughts, no others. These thoughts are the ones that will pervade you. Your mind will simply unconsciously take its own course, creating its own strong, firm erection. It'll maintain it for just as long as you and your lover wish, just as it always has in the past. Just as it always has in the past, it always will in the future. And you'll continue to enjoy romantic encounters, intimate interludes, times of free abandon, times where you can really enjoy the caress, the touch, and the embrace of your lover of another. Times where you can really appreciate another. In all those times, your mind will continue to do what it always has, to take its own course in creating a natural, strong, firm, long-lasting erection. An erection that lasts as long as you and your lover want it to, continuing on, encounter after encounter after encounter. And any of the old thoughts just simply faded away. It's almost as though they sort of moved around behind you. And they're so far into the distance, they faded away, lost all color. Can't be even seen anymore. They just faded out into the distance, small and insignificant. Because they're not important anymore. The only thing that is important is the time that you have to really enjoy every aspect of your wonderful and willing lover. In the same time that she's able to completely and thoroughly enjoy you, and she wants to. She's eager to. She loves enjoying your body just as much as you enjoy enjoying her and hers. And all these suggestions take complete and thorough effect on your mind, and your body, your very core, very center of your being, locking themselves in permanently, growing stronger and stronger day by day and in every way. They continue to recondition themselves over and over and over. Many times in your subconscious and unconscious mind. And now simply think deeper and deeper relaxed. Way down. And really let go. And really let go. It's times like these. Times when your mind is free and clear, your body completely relaxed. Totally relaxed. Completely free. When your subconscious and your unconscious mind has the ability to control easily and thoroughly all the aspects of your physical body. Because the mind isn't busy wondering and worrying about other things. There isn't care in the world. Not right now. Simply not important. Because that's true, you'll find that any time you've completely dedicated time aside to spend with your lover, with a completely relaxed, open, and intimate state like this will be the norm. If your mind is completely infatuated with your lover, not worrying or concerned for anything else, and simply touch, taste, feel, smell, caress, enjoy your lover and every one of your five senses thoroughly, completely succumbing to the intimate passion that you find yourself wonderfully, comfortably, and romantically involved in. And this level of intimacy, it's a wonderful level. You can really relax, feeling secure, open, invulnerable. Only that the person that you're with, and the person you're sharing this encounter with, can feel just as secure, just as intimate and open with you. There's a sense of security, a sense of just knowing. There's a confidence between you, a confidence in who you are as people, but a confidence in who you are together. And that brings across a wonderful and strong sense of deep relaxation, allowing for this true and open intimacy to take complete and thorough effect on your mind, your body, your very spirit, your very core. And it's this kind of deep relaxation, of intimacy, and openness that allows for all new and wonderfully deep and erotic levels of intimacy between you and your passionate partner. Your very passionate partner. Continue to sink deeper and deeper now. Deeper and deeper. Allowing all these thoughts to simply lock themselves away. Locking themselves in to the conscious and unconscious mind. Sealing themselves into every part of your body and being. You can actually feel yourself. Feeling these suggestions, becoming accepted, becoming one with you. That feeling continues to grow stronger and stronger and stronger. You're doing great. You're feeling great. Wonderful. And now just in a few minutes, I'm going to count you up. I'll count from 1 to 5. And 5, eyes wide open, fully alert, feeling refreshed, renewed, revived, feeling fantastic in every way. But just before I do, Just before I begin to count, there's something I want you to become aware of. It's something you'll notice over the course of the next few days. And what you're going to notice is a color. It's the color of red. That red, red, red. And each and every time you notice the color red over the course of the next few days, all the suggestions that I've just given to you are going to be strengthened over and over and over again. Over and over, many times, each and every time you see the color red over the course of the next few days, you won't have to look for it. You won't have to keep it around. It'll simply be there. Somehow brighter, somehow bolder, crisper, clearer, cleaner, more eye-popping and eye-catching than ever before. That red, red, red. And each and every time you see that color red over the course of the next few days, all the suggestions that I've just given to you are going to grow stronger and stronger within you. Many times over again, each and every time you see the color red over the course of the next few days. You won't even have to look for it. It'll simply be there. That red, red, red. Each and every time you see the color red over the course of the next few days, all of these suggestions will continue to grow stronger and stronger as they're reconditioned over and over and over again. Each and every time you see the color red over the course of the next few days. Now, I'm going to begin to count from 1 to 5. To 5, eyes wide open, fully alert, feeling refreshed, rejuvenated, strong, wonderful in every way, secure, confident, just feeling amazing, inside and out. So we begin now. Count of 1, just feel yourself beginning to come up. Very good. Very good. And 2, nice deep breath in. Sending oxygen-rich blood rushing through all the large muscles throughout your arms, your legs, your torso. Feeling strong, rejuvenated, refreshed, reinvigorated, and ready to go. At 3, the eyes behind your eyelids simply being washed over like through a nice mountain stream or a nice cool, fresh spring. So cool and refreshing right there behind your eyelids. It just feels wonderful, crisp and clear. Count of 4. A strong sense of well-being wraps you over and over like a nice warm blanket from head to toe and inside and out. Feeling strong, secure and confident, warm and refreshed in every way. And on the next count, eyes wide open, fully alert, feeling great. 5. Very good.